A new draft law brings much stricter rules against discrimination, and we talk about that this afternoon. We're joined by Sheikh Munir Abdulrauf. Sheikh Munir Abdulrauf was born in Cape Town. He's a Sharia law graduate, a CRL rights commissioner, and a senior law lecturer at the University of the Western Cape, also an MJC executive member. Sheikh Munir, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and shukran for having me.
What is the 20-year-old bill for the promotion of equality and prevention of unfair discrimination acts, the Papuda bill, all about?
Yes, the government has basically drafted some proposed amendments to the promotion of equality and prevention of unfair discrimination, amendment, or basically act. That is the the paper that has been issued for public comment is basically a few amendments that is made to the act. The act has been in existence for over 20 years, since 2000. However, the amendments to the bill, or to the act, basically is quite problematic, and obviously it's now been published for public comment, and obviously the Muslim community as well as all South African citizens will have an opportunity to respond. But to answer your question, the act in its essence, right, the Papuda Act, it is actually something which is a good thing. It basically comes subsequent to the democratic dispensation that we find ourselves in, which we have come from the apartheid regime. So there was a need for equality to prevail within the South African community, as in terms of Section 9 of the Constitution of South Africa, which grants everyone the right to equality, and the Papuda Act basically it gives life to the section. However, and obviously the act as it is, it has been used in as far as the Equality Court is concerned, and so forth. But what is happening now is that they are making certain amendments to the definitions and to sections in the act, and the problem as far as the religious community is concerned, it will compromise the right to freedom of religion, the right to freedom of belief, expression, association, which are also other rights as found within the South African Constitution. And that is basically something which is quite problematic at this point in time.
Yeah. So, in which way will it, hinder or compromise our freedom to religion?
Yeah. Okay. If the sections or the definitions that are basically being brought forth, they are quite broad, and obviously. That with that comes along certain consequences, right? So if any person, for example, were to let's say an imam in a masjid, were to give a sermon, and a person within the congregation then might feel that he or she is being discriminated against. Based on the lecture, maybe the imam might say something that is in terms of the Quran or in terms of the Sunnah, that this is not allowed in terms of Islamic law. Then a person, based on the current wording, right, obviously, can then take the matter to court because of how broad the definitions are, or basically as is proposed to be. Right, so that is an example of a situation. As to what the court will find, that might also be determined on the factors involved, but definitely there's nothing in the proposed amendments that would restrict or give a limitation saying that with the exception of religious sermons or and so forth and so forth.
So,
yeah, so the broadness of the provision seems to be, yeah.
At this stage, what is it that we can do? Is there any way of objecting?
Yeah, obviously. Now, this is part of the public comment that is part of the process, which we're within the constitutional democracy. So we have until the 30th of there was an extension granted until the 30th of June. And where we can comment on the draft amendments, either we are in agreement with it or we are objecting towards it, which I think would be the right thing to do, and to make certain recommendations as to how the provisions could be drafted in order to protect other rights as also found within the South African Constitution. For example, the right to freedom of religion, and that would also include to practice your religion and to promote your religion, and the right to freedom of expression, the right to freedom of association and belief. And the broadness of these amendments are basically impacting upon these rights as well. But to answer your question, yes, there is a time period in which a person could object to the proposed amendments, and obviously that would be in the best interest of the South African community.
So, on behalf of the MJC and the United Ulama Council, is there any submission that is being sent through?
Yeah, obviously, if you look at the United Ulama Council of South Africa, there has been a letter that has been drafted, and also where it is stated that it is encouraged upon all mosque boards and trustees on the mosque boards to object to the proposed amendments in its current form, right? So obviously because of the broadness of its effect and also of how it would impact upon practicing religion, especially by the Muslim community within the South African context. So yes, the MJC, which falls as one of the constituent members of United Ulama Council of South Africa, is also in support of all religious institutions objecting based on that reason.
So there may be trustees of the masajid, as you, has been addressed towards, as you indicate, and also members of other organizations out there listening to the interview this afternoon. What can they do and how should they take this forward?
Yes, obviously, the right to object is a constitutional right within the constitutional democracy. It has been published and also on the government website, there's an email address as well as a fax number that can be used. There are bodies like Freedom of Religion South Africa that have drafted templates that could be used and can be changed according to the institution, the masjid or the trust or whatever a religious institution might be of favor with, and then make the submission. And obviously, the more submissions are made, the better chances we have that the amendments in its current form won't pass, will not basically go through the whole process of becoming an act of parliament.
Yes, certainly. So there's a great need for the Muslim community to play their role in objecting in this regard. Sheikh Munir, we appreciate you outlining to us what this is all about and giving us the insight, breaking it down and also outlining what should be done from us at this point. Jazakumullah khair for availing yourself.
Jazakumullah khair and shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.